Looking, throwing, and it's intercepted!
In the middle of the field, Hoselio Hansen. First interception of the season for the Oakland Raiders.
Goes deep down the middle for Julio Jones.
Intercepted! Michael Huff picked it off. Interception by the Raider defense. It's raining interceptions for the Raiders.
Hoselio Hansen, Michael Huff, and Tyvon Branch. The Raiders intercepted Matt Ryan three times. They sacked him once. They knocked him down 10 times. They were all over him. And the Raiders' third down defense was much better last Sunday inside the Georgia Dome. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by Jim Plunkett. A big reason why the Raiders were better on third down, they changed their linebacker configuration, Jim. And also, Andre Carter came in on third down to rush the quarterback.
Yeah, two big pluses in the Raider defense. The way they put pressure on the quarterback, number one, the coverage was a little bit better. And with Andre Carter coming after the quarterback, although they didn't get to him, we put a lot of pressure on him, made him throw early, and that really helped the DBs pick off three passes.
Atlanta converted only 2 of 9 on third downs, and Jason Tarver was praising his young defenders for being able to make adjustments on the sideline during the game, something they were not doing earlier. I think and partly because of the emergence of Andre Carter, a guy who played with Jason Tarver across the bay as a San Francisco 49er and a former Cal Bear. What do you say we head over to Studio B? Jeanette Thompson is with Andre.
Thanks, Jim and Greg. As you see, I have with me Andre Carter. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I mean, you know, I'm exhausted and tired, and you caught me at a perfect time when I'm just trying to catch my breath, so the pleasure's all mine.
The first thing we got to get into is you becoming a Raider.
Oh, yeah.
You had the choice of becoming a Raider. There were other teams that had an interest in you.
Yes, yes.
Why the Raiders?
Why not? Why not? I mean, this is where it all started for me. My dad moved to San Jose, California in 95, went to Oak Grove High School, ended up playing for the Cal Bears, got drafted by the 49ers. So it kind of comes all in the full circle, just starting the Bay and way to come back to the Bay.
You mentioned your dad.
Yes.
Also very involved with football.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about his career and how that influenced you maybe to play the game.
It's kind of funny. I was at my first love was basketball, but you know, all I could do was really dunk, and you talk to my friends, I couldn't shoot for nothing, just dunk and rebound. So I decided to do football coming into my sophomore year in high school and play defensive line, and my dad played all three levels, high school, college, and played 12 years for the Broncos. I know, Raider fans, hey, it is what it is. But what better resources than my father to talk to me about, you know, just as far as technique and how to be a great football player. So 12 years in the game he played, and this is my 12th year, so my goal is to try to outplay him if I can.
You got back into the first game since an injury.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So what was it like to get back into the game?
You know, a lot of people, some people thought I wasn't able to come back, especially from this crazy injury. I mean, and it does happen. I've heard of players that, you know, some just hang it up and other players that come back. I knew I could come back, so just to be on the field, you know, especially this past week, was just a blessing. So I just soaked it all in. I just played hard and played fast, and I will correct my mistakes later.
Coach Tarver?
Yes.
You know him before you got here.
Yeah.
He's a fan favorite.
Yeah.
I think you, too, might become a fan favorite here. Tell me a little bit about Coach Tarver and your relationship with him.
Oh, he's an undercover nerd.
Undercover?
Undercover nerd. I'm going to fool you. He's very book smart. Yeah, I won't tell you what he used to major in, but I tell you what, I'm like, so you majored in that, but you did football. But I tell you what, it takes a true person to love the game. And, I mean, he just came from the ground up, just kind of doing, kind of like quality control.
Right.
And just constantly working his way up. I had him my fifth year when they changed our scheme to a 3-4, and he really helped me out as far as you know, just playing the game and technique. But here he is as a defense coordinator. So it goes to show you that just through his work ethic, his dedication to the players. I tell you one thing, he loves the game, but he also loves his players. He comes to them as men, and that's always important.
Now you've seen both aspects, both to be able to watch the game from the sidelines,
yeah,
with the players,
right,
and then also to be in the game. How do you see this defense?
This defense is something very special. Granted that we're young, I felt that this past week was definitely a stepping stone as far as how we could be. Now, the main question is, can we do it week by week? It's never easy. We're always going to have certain challenges and obstacles to overcome. But if we can match that level play or exceed it, I'll be happy.
Challenges, like you just mentioned, one of them is sacking a quarterback.
Sacking a quarterback.
Walk me through or run me through what it's like to actually sack the quarterback. Oh, what's going through your mind?
I remember talking to young guys. I remember during the times when I was younger, I always said, I gotta find a way to get to the quarterback. But I told them, at the end of the day, just play football. It's just going to come. Sack rolls in bunches. And during my time when I did have double digit sacks, it just kept on coming. There's no other greater feeling. It's just kind of like the highest level of achievement each game. And when you do it, it's just like, okay, I got my guy now. I understand him. And it's just a big play because sacks are hard to come by.
All right, Jeanette, thank you. And Andre Carter is going to be a nice addition for this football team. The Raiders had him in training camp, took a look at him, and now he's healthy enough to make an impact. One thing the Raiders are constantly doing, Jim, is bringing people in to take a look at on the practice field and trying to upgrade this roster throughout the entire season.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think Reggie McKenzie learned from Ron Wolf over at Green Bay. You know, continually trying to upgrade your team, get better players in positions to make plays, and that's exactly what Reggie's doing.
And even though the Raiders did not win last Sunday, arguably they played their best football game of the year in all three phases. When we come back, we'll talk about the progress the Raiders are making as Jim Plunkett has the conversation with the Raider head coach Dennis Allen. That's next on the Silver and Black Show.